Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy New Year. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And our friends from Avalon HR are here. Chip Wood, who is here. Chip is our, let me give you your official title, VP of Sales and Marketing. Stacey Oren is here. She is the HR and Benefits Manager. And I'm so happy y'all are here. But I have to say, Stacey requested 1999, and I remember when this song came out. That was the future.
Oh, absolutely, yes. It was.
But I also
want to
remember
party like 1999 because that was a good year.
I was in the PEO business in 1999,
wow.
And the big panic at that time was when 2000 hit.
Everything was going to cut off.
I forgot about that.
I'll never forget. We had clients calling us worried.
ATMs were going to work.
ATMs weren't going to work. Their direct deposits.
The world was going
to
come to
an end. And at that time, there really wasn't that many direct deposits.
Right.
Everybody got a live check, and so they were worried that they weren't going to be able to deposit their check.
That's right. I forgot about all of that. Oh, yeah, they
looked at
all the infrastructure.
26 years later, we're still here. We're still kicking it. Everything's still good.
Yeah. And believe it or not, it's the 250th anniversary of our country this year.
Isn't that something? That is kind of crazy. But, you know, I encourage, just a quick side note, you know, encourage everybody, go out, definitely, you know, party like it's 1999 if you want, stay home if you want. Just take care of you and do so responsibly. You know, we've got a whole lot of employees of ours out there in the world, in the service industries and industries that will be open tonight. Take care of these people. Be nice to these people.
Tip well.
They're working.
Most people don't even know what TIP stands for. But acronym is
proper service.
That is correct.
Oh, interesting. You know what? I don't know that I ever knew that. All these years receiving tips.
Yeah. Well, that's because we have a lot of people that talk to us about tips.
On the daily. And we're going to get into more of that in a minute. Okay. But, you know, do be responsible this evening. Have yourself a good time. But I want to come in next week to find that our count is still what we left it with when we go home today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to have to make any adjustments for, you know, momentary bad decisions. Or just please just be responsible. Take care of you and have a good time. And
Think.
And as we're moving into 2026, while you can party like it's 1999, you definitely don't have to do payroll like it's still 1999.
No. And this is what y'all do. So in case someone's just joining us for the first time, we've got folks listening today that maybe normally at work, but they're listening at home or in their car. Tell us about Avalon HR, a little bit about how long you've been here, the services that you provide, sort of an Avalon HR 101.
You want that?
No. You're the sales guy.
New Year's Eve and what you're doing.
Avalon HR was derived out of a CPA firm that Don Ryder started back, it's been about 16, 17 years ago now. They started as a CPA firm that was just doing payrolls for clients. And then I happened along the scene and we started doing the PEO end of things. Me and another gentleman that was there at the time, and that's where we are today.
How many years? Huh?
It's 17 years.
Wow.
I've been there 15 years. Yes. Wow.
Good for you.
And been actually in the PEO business now 23 years, 24, 20, almost 25 years, I guess. Golly.
Yeah,
I know. I mean, it just kind of runs away from you there, you know. All the fun just sort of happens at once.
No, it does. And we bring to the table, you know, it started as payroll, but it's expanded out to full work comp administration, full HR consulting,
health insurance, workers' comp.
It's a full one stop shop for all the non fun parts of your business, but the absolutely necessary parts.
Stay and I talk about that. We do everything you don't do.
I know. The things, I mean, you have enough on your plate, but you have to be stuck in after hours doing payroll.
And a lot of gets in the cog of that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're I've got to do this, I've got to do that. And I've always told people, from a sales perspective anyway, that really running payroll, doing your own payrolls, that's non-productive. That doesn't really help you. I mean, it you get an idea of what you've got going on, but yet we can let you know that in a better fashion. We can do divisions of payroll. So if you're own a restaurant, we can do the front of the house versus the back of the house versus the kitchen staff. We can break everything down where you get a real good idea of what your percentages are, of what your doing.
Your money's going, ins and outs.
Yes, the ins and outs of all your cash flows and all your monies. We can do tip reports for you. A lot of businesses don't even realize that are in the hospitality business. They don't realize there's a tip credit that the businesses can take. We can issue those tip credit reports for you. And we have a lot of businesses that I talk to about that. They go, I've never heard of that. My accountant hasn't told me about that.
Oh, boy. Well, and also things are changing so much.
Correct.
This year has been just a year of change and keeping up with that paperwork.
Well, the IRS instituted a tax credit for the owners of restaurants and anything in the entertainment, or not entertainment so much, is the hospitality business. And the reason why is to put an incentive for them to report tips. Mm-hmm. And so by doing that, they give a dollar for dollar a discount, if you will, tax credit. And a lot of owners of businesses do not know this, and they're not aware of it because their accountant does not normally do restaurants.
Right.
And so they're not really that aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to help out in that fashion, and it's helped a lot of folks.
It definitely has. And, you know, like you're saying, it's the end of the year. The first thing on everybody's mind right now is W-2s. Folks, don't hound your employers tomorrow asking for a W-2 because it's the first of another year. There's some work behind producing those and then checking to make sure that they're accurate. Like, it's not just a, oh, here's what Meg made this year, here's what she paid in taxes, and we'll call it done. There's a lot more that goes into that than people think. So, you know, be a little patient while those things are being produced and checked. And then some of the big things that people are going to be looking for this year is, we've all heard, the no tax on tips, the no tax on overtime, and things along that line. The guidance that we've received from the IRS so far is because they have not instructed or redesigned the W-2 form to reflect those buckets. So we're being told that when you go to file your taxes, take your W-2, but you'll also need your last paycheck stub, last one for the year. Okay. Everything for taxes and government-wise goes off pay date. So if your last week of this year is not paid until January, those earnings are not going to be on your 2025 tax return because of the pay date. Because everything with the IRS runs off that date paid. That's when they expect the taxes on that. That's when they expect everything is the pay date.
So, for example, a lot of folks probably get paid every other Friday. So if you're biweekly and this Friday is your payday, that's going on 2026, right?
Correct. That's correct. And we're in that same boat.
It Our is office the day that is on the check.
The date
so the
on
last
the check.
Pay period yep. is what you're going to be.
Yes.
It's the last paycheck of your
The
your
last
year.
Paycheck yep. dated of 2025 is what you're going to want to use.
Okay.
And your paycheck stub at that point will have that overtime breakdown. It will have those tips on there. And that's what you need to go by. Okay. Now, just being straight up and honest, I know there are tax preparers out there that people are going to go to and they're just going to say, I want to claim the full amount. You know, if it's $25,000, I want the full $25,000 credit, and that tax preparer may not ask for documentation. That's between you, the IRS, and the good Lord above. Like, you know, that's between y'all. That's your battle. But I would highly recommend doing it legitimately. You know, don't just say I qualify for the max and just trust me, go with it. That's not smart. They will figure it out eventually. So just don't. It'll be a very short-term gain, and by the time you end up paying the penalties on that, you're going to be in the hole without
interest.
A doubt. Mm-hmm. Penalties, interest, and all that fun stuff. So, you know, that's the guidance we're being given right now. Your W-2 will look the same. You just need to take that last paycheck stub to take those credits. And it's done in the same manner the child tax credit is now. It's a line item deduction. You know, you add up all the ins, you look at all the outs, and then it's at that point it becomes, well, what deductions do I qualify for? If you have a child, you know, there's X amount that comes off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Daycare, X amount that comes off of the ins. This is going to work in the same way. So whatever, you know, you have in tips will be deducted, overtime deducted. Certain states like Alabama have already instituted the no taxes on overtime. So you don't get to claim that twice.
Mm-hmm.
That was already done when you received your paycheck. So be very careful about some little caveats like that. Again, you know, you may have done your taxes every year you've been on this earth and it has worked out great. This may be the one year you want to spend that $60 to have somebody else do it for
just
you.
Just double check.
Yeah, it could very well be worth it.
And learn from that. Then maybe next year, then you can take it back over. Mm-hmm. But for right now, there's some changes that are getting ready to happen.
Well, we just got a text from one of our listeners saying, since today is the last day of the year, December 31st, and I own a small business, is there anything I need to be doing right now before midnight?
Pay your payroll taxes.
Yeah, make sure your payroll taxes
are
paid.
That's a panic text right there. They'll identify with that because I was thinking that today, too. Is there anything I need to be doing as an individual?
Pay the payroll tax. Settle out your payroll taxes for the end of the year. You do that today. Make sure that the good news is there's no wonky banking today, as there was on Christmas. The Federal Reserve and everything shut down at noon on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay.
So anybody that had direct deposits on Christmas Eve.
Oh gosh,
that was a rude awakening.
That was fun. But that's not the case today. Banking is regular today, so you've got, you know, all of today to do what you would normally do for a payroll. The only extra thing would be to go ahead and file those taxes and then, you know, take the weekend, take a deep breath, and then start your W-2 production come Monday morning.
There you go. We're talking with Chip Wood and Stacey Orne with Avalon HR. If you've got a question, there's no dumb questions in this arena.
Oh, absolutely not.
850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning. This is Pep Talk.
It is.
And, you know, quite frankly, there's a lot of regulations that are going to be coming out. And as we speak right now.
You should see the look on both of their faces. Well, that makes me nervous.
Well, the funny thing is Department of Labor issued some new rules like 45 minutes ago.
Seriously. Oh, no. Chip asked me about it when I came in. I was like, and I get to looking it up. I was like, Chip, this literally just came out like an hour ago.
Are you serious?
Yes.
How can that be?
Because is it
going for 2026 or something?
2026. It starts tomorrow.
But tomorrow. It starts tomorrow. But yet, you know, people have questions. Well, what about, like, there's been a big thing about Social Security tax.
And what is, have we heard yet? What's happening with that?
Not real clear.
I was wondering. Because everybody just keeps it. Well, there's no tax on Social Security anymore.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is. And they've actually upped the wage cap. Like, you know, in 2025, if you may, and this is a problem that, you know, most of us could only be so lucky to have. If you made over, it was 170 some thousand odd dollars, that's where your Social Security wage cap cut off. Mm-hmm. Okay, for 2026, that's been extended up to 184.5, which basically means you're going to pay an additional 8,000 some in Social Security wages. Okay, so that literally just came out about an hour ago. But some other changes that I was trying to read through right quick when Chip mentioned it to me. I was like, this just came out an hour ago. Like, I have no idea. And he's like, well, do you want to talk about this? I'm like, I don't know what to talk about. Like, I haven't.
Sorry I brought it up.
It literally just came out.
What we're trying to show everybody and tell everybody is that it's a moving target. Things are changing rapidly all the time. And you just, I don't know how, honestly, I don't know how business owners can keep up with everything. Mm. We do because that's what we do.
And you're a PEO, a professional employment organization.
That is correct.
And I know because there have been times you haven't been on the show because you're attending conferences. You're out there in that community finding out the latest trends and the latest rules and regulations.
She and I do a lot of webinars. Hers so much on HR. Mine involves insurances and things like that. But it really is. It's staggering just to understand a lot of the regulations. And I talk to businesses all the time and they just look at me and go, really?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I've got another question that just came in. How is AI going to affect payroll and your business?
Okay.
If everybody's asking that question now, because we all thought when it came out about a year or two ago, this will go, no.
It's going to get bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. And the effects of AI on the payroll industry, well, I mean, obviously AI is going to replace some people.
Right.
And, you know.
Yes and no.
Yeah. I mean, it's there again. But there's no clear
definition. A lot of gray there. Yep.
Well, you know, if you're in an industry that could be, you know, somewhat impacted by AI, look at your skill set. Younger people coming up, you know, maybe adjust your skill set to make it complementary with AI. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to need more programmers. We'll need people who can really understand this stuff. The tech field is just absolutely still exploding, and I don't think that's going to stop with AI. AI can be useful. A lot of the conferences I've attended in the second half of this year is how to utilize AI in your business. For me, it's often a very quick resource guide for things in other states mm-hmm. that I'm not as familiar with. So sometimes I'll throw something in there and see what it gives me, and then I can research from there, because it is not 100% accurate.
Correct. And that's something for folks to remember, is that it's actually pulling all the information that's
good,
on that
bad,
topic.
Right,
yeah, good,
wrong,
bad, or indifferent. Yep. So it's not like we kind of trust Google's going to give us the facts. But with AI, you know, you gotta.
Well, they sort of take everything and lump it together and say, "Well, on an average, this is what you can expect. This is what you can expect." Well, you start doing averages, that doesn't work out real good.
Right, you got to be careful with that.
Not always. No,
it doesn't. You know, it's not going to replace people. We need to start looking at AI as a complementary tool, not a replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Leveraging the most you can out of AI without it actually taking over the job function of anybody. You know, are you really comfortable turning job function X over to a completely computer generated, we don't know what.
Yes. Do not name your child bot.
Yeah, don't. And I'm sure it's probably out there somewhere already.
Right. We got another question that came in. This one's a little more specific. What health insurance options does Avalon offer clients? Well, that's
okay.
A good question.
We utilize a Blue Cross Blue Shield network. It's a PPO plan. We do have a couple of options to choose from. We do have a master plan that we can put clients under. And, you know, it's accepted anywhere Blue Cross Blue Shield is taken. You're in network. It's all co-pays. That's something that, you know, we look at these plans very intently. We want them to be utilized no matter where you are in the United States. So we just don't have, there's an insurance company that has a plan that can only be used to Baptist. It's insurance. It's, mm-hmm. it's traditional medical insurance.
Right.
But it's only taken in the Baptist network.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, so if you've got a company that has employees in Oklahoma, that's not going to do you much good, mm-hmm. right? So we do have the master plan, which is always option one. Two, we can sit down with you and look at your demographics. If our master plan doesn't work for your group for whatever reason, we work with a local broker. We can have them come in and talk to you and design more of a plan. You know, if everybody is here in Pensacola, that Baptist plan might not be a bad option.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just depends. I've looked into, now that they didn't, I'm not sure people are aware, but anybody that has insurance through their employer, ever since the ACA started, these subsidies have been partially funded by people like me and Chip paying for our insurance through our employer. There's a, in your premium, there's an ACA portion built into that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've, of course, being me, have just been on, you know, since those credits have expired and it doesn't look like they're going to bring them back. My first call was to Blue Cross Blue Shield and say, so are you taking that out of our premiums? Are you deducting what we were paying for that ACA portion? Is it coming back out? Well, we don't know yet. We'll figure out. Because it can make a big difference.
Sure.
But we start with, like I said, a nationally recognized and accepted Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, PPO plan. If that doesn't work, then we can dig down into some deeper, more specific options for your group.
Okay, very good. So these are some great questions coming in. We're talking with Chip and Stacy with Avalon HR, 850-437-1620. We call it the Pensacola Expert Panel for that reason. Our experts on HR are here in the house this morning.
And after the show, if you want to give us a call at the office, 850-475-1555, and you can speak to us. We don't have any answer machines. Just give us a call, and we'll talk to you one-on-one. And if you have a specific problem that you need some really guidance on, we'll be more than happy to help you out. No obligation.
So as we head into 2026, do you have any advice for folks that maybe are thinking about working with a company like yourself? What are some of the pros and cons, would you say?
Well,
and what would be a good determining factor for them to talk to you and come on board?
Some of the things we've just discussed, taking mm-hmm. all of these functions off of your plate and adding it to our plate, because there's so much going on in the world of business. It's extremely difficult to keep up. And if you don't keep up, the penalties are very severe. If you miss one day on payroll taxes,
it's huge.
It's huge.
Gosh.
The interest and the penalties. And it's so funny because people ask us all the time, well, you know, I can't wait to get my tax refund. Well, yeah, but how much interest are they paying you on that?
Mm-mm.
None.
They've earned interest on your money
but
all year.
They've been earning interest
haven't.
On your money all year long.
Interesting, right.
So
people don't think of that.
Yeah, Stacy has a – we kind of have a thing we try to figure out, okay, we don't want you to owe any money, but we really don't want them owing you any money.
Breaking
we want
even.
This whole thing just to break even.
They want it to be a wash.
And that comes down to that initial, what is it, the W-4 that people sign up for?
Yes.
And I promise you, half the employees don't even know what to put down.
Well
they don't. And
they
the number
don't.
Of
the
young
zero,
folks that come
one.
In and write exempt, and we're like, you're not exempt. Like, I promise you at 18 years old, you are not exempt from federal taxes. And, you know, so a lot of it is education and mm-hmm. things like that.
Misconceptions.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they're a student, you don't have to pay taxes.
No, that's, you know, wrong. You're probably going to get most of it back if you're truly a student, but you still have to pay them. They've changed the way that form works. It's now you don't put the 0, 1, 2s, 3s, anything
right.
like that anymore. It's a monetary amount. And when you put in that monetary amount, you know, if it's you and a spouse and a child, then you get $2,000 per person. So if you put $4,000 on that sheet, they're going to advance you. They expect you to get $4,000 for that spouse and that child. So they're going ahead and giving it to you per paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, we know this is what you expect, so we're just going to let you keep it now. And that's how it's supposed to work. And people, when that first started, get very upset. Oh, I usually get a $6,000 refund. Well, you've let the government use $6,000 of your money all year and make interest, and you did not.
Mm.
And it's, you know, a lot of it is education, a little discipline, a little changing of mindset. And we can, you know, walk you through that and talk to you. Like, I have several resources where I can show you, you know, how this is actually truly benefiting you. You know, we just have to change. Things change, and you kind of got to keep up with that. And, you know, do I always like the changes? No. But I am going to understand them and understand the impact and the intention. Do they always get it right? Absolutely not. But, you know, that's what we're there for. When things go wrong, you've got us in your corner. And, you know, we become the employer of record, so we have to fight with the IRS and argue with the IRS
that
and talk
in
to
and
the
of
IRS.
Itself right there.
But we are IRS certified, which there's
are.
Not many PEOs that are IRS
oh,
certified.
Very
so
important.
And we don't think, the big thing, too, is don't think for a minute that if you come aboard with a PO that Chip and I are going to come and say, okay, now you have to be open Monday, Wednesdays, Thursdays from 9 to 2, Friday. We don't run your day-to-day business at all. You do your thing. That's what you're good at. Let us do our thing. That's what we're good at.
All right. Talking with Chip and Stacy with Avalon HR. Let's give out that information one more time in case folks want to reach you.
Yep. We're at 100 South Pace Boulevard here in Pensacola, just south of Garden Street. And if you want to give us a call, 850-475-1555. We would love to hear about you and your business.
All right. And what's your website?
Is www.avalonhr.com.
All right, you two. Thank you so much.
Thank
Happy
you.
New Year.
Happy New Year.
Year.